This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. State Board supports existing LANL air emissions permit, denies requests for verification monitoring. On Friday, December 18th, the New Mexico Environmental Improvement Board unanimously denied the petition of Tewa Women United, Dr. Maureen Merritt, and CCNS for verification monitoring for what the New Mexico Environment Department has determined were insignificant emission sources at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. Once the Environment Department determines the releases are insignificant, LANL does not have to monitor or report the emissions. The insignificant sources are formerly permitted beryllium facilities, the mechanical evaporative system for wastewater from the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility, the proposed use of the two solar evaporative tanks holding more than 360,000 gallons each from that facility, and the soil vapor extraction system at the liquid disposal site at Area L, adjacent to Area G. During the public comment period, the petitioners questioned the soil vapor extraction system emissions. After receiving additional information from the petitioners about the volatile organic compound releases from the pilot test in 2005, the Environment Department required LANL to verify emissions for a period of 1 year. Based on that precedent, petitioners asked for verification monitoring of other sources, including previously permitted beryllium facilities and the solar and mechanical evaporative systems. The petitioners also asked that LANL be required to post all submittals to the Environment Department to its electronic public reading room. Elder Kathy Sanchez of Tewa Women United said, quote, "Many moments pass in solar time, as does the unregulated LANL toxic pollutants, which directly affects our life-affirming air quality here in northern New Mexico. We are exposed via multiple pathways of travel down to us citizens from the sorcery experimental approach with 2,000 chemicals, manipulations by man to birth new weapons of mass destruction as they named the A-bomb over Hiroshima. It's a little boy." Unquote. Sanchez continued, "Here is a link to an agency for toxic substances and disease registry, listing of chemicals defined a myriad of chemicals from A to Z, including their toxic effects on humans. atsdr.cdc.gov. In layman's terms, we were asking for reassurance that the insignificant findings of these toxins used by LANL is verified as that, and to reassure us, the public, that monitors the appropriateness be used. We do not want our future children's children to perish. We all deserve clean air, pure water, and healthy soil in the mountains and valleys surrounding the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Our spirit-rooted visions of our breath of life should be as it once was, before the scientists were ordered to create the nuclear stage, for yet another power domination holding the threat of forced annihilation. We will not let this be without continued vigilance." Unquote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit nuclearactive.org and our Facebook page.